Seattle's Morning News, this is Dave Ross with Colleen O'Brien. The Supreme Court has delivered a decision which is a big blow to unions. Let's consult with former State Attorney General Rob McKenna, our conversation made possible by Terra Firma Foundation Systems. Even though if you're not a union member, unions have been able to charge you an agency fee or a representation fee to represent you in union negotiations. But with this decision, Rob, this would no longer apply to public employees. Now, which public employees does this decision apply to?
It applies to public employees in Illinois as a first matter, because the case was brought by the Illinois governor and by a state employee in Illinois challenging the constitutionality of mandatory agency fees. But it will apply broadly across the country to all public employees, as far as I can see.
And Janice, the employee who is the plaintiff in this case, argued that some of the things that his union was doing in terms of lobbying, for example, and the way it the contracts it signed with the state, he thought they were actually too generous to members and too burdensome on taxpayers, and felt misrepresented by them. So was this decision based on a free speech issue or something else?
That's exactly what it was based on. The Supreme Court has found it to be a violation of the First Amendment to force someone to pay fees to a union whose positions the employee disagrees with. Now, under the law for a long time, in a case called Abood, which the Supreme Court has now overruled, you could be required to pay agency fees even if you don't belong to the union, so long as none of that money was being spent on the political activities, the political speech of the union. But the court here has extended that idea to the possibility that you would just disagree with the union generally, regardless of what they're doing politically. Mr. Janice, the state employee, believes that the union's positions are wrong on a number of fronts, and he isn't just concerned about his money being used for political purposes, which is not supposed to be. He doesn't want his money to be used to support their policy positions. The Illinois governor agreed with that. So this is a big deal, because for decades we've operated under that earlier Supreme Court ruling in Abood that you could in fact be forced to pay agency fees as long as the money wasn't being spent on politics. Now, to be clear, Mr. Janice can choose to join the union if he wants, and then he knows his dues will be used for these purposes. The key is he's now being given the option of not joining. And this raises a lot of interesting policy questions about whether significant numbers of public employees will opt out of the union, whereas before they might just shrug and say, well, I don't agree with them on some things, but the union dues are only a little higher than the agency fees I'd have to pay anyway. I guess I'll go ahead and belong to the union, or I'll remain employed by this agency and just pay the agency fees. If agency fees can't be mandated, you can't be forced to pay anything to the union. The unions are worried that large numbers of people will simply opt out, even though they'll still be covered by the collective bargaining agreement.
So doesn't this then make every state a right-to-work state, at least when it comes to public employee unions? You don't have to join a union anymore.
Well, you don't have to join a union under current law, so let's be clear about that. You can't be forced to join the union. The question is whether or not you can be forced to pay the agency fee as a non-union member, because your salary and benefits are nevertheless governed by the collective bargaining agreement. This is at the heart of the free rider argument. Will enough employees become free riders, in other words, benefit from the collective bargaining agreement but not pay the fees, that it breaks down the union? In other jurisdictions, other than Washington State or Illinois, for example, where agency fees cannot be mandatory, that hasn't happened. So the court said the Abood decision from years ago, which upheld mandatory agency fees, was incorrect. It was based on this free rider theory that unions would disappear, and it simply hasn't happened, and we have lots of jurisdictions without mandatory agency fees that prove that very point.
Would you expect it to affect the teachers union in this state?
Well, it could affect the teachers union to the extent that, some folks decide, some teachers, educators decide not to pay the agency fees either. But these are people who have already chosen not to join the union.
Yeah.
It may become an economic question. It's possible that more educators will decide not to join the union because now they're not just avoiding the difference between the full union dues and the agency fee. They can avoid the full amount of the agency fee as well. And if that's 70 or 80% of the union dues, it's a significant amount of money. So it'll be interesting to see if there's a significant decline or not. I think, frankly, it'll have a lot to do with with the individual union's success in persuading their members that there's value in joining and belonging and paying the full dues. It looks like agency fees may still become optional. Maybe people can choose to pay the agency fee without being covered by the union, but I doubt very many people who have opted out of the union will choose to do that.
Former State Attorney General Rob McKenna, our conversation sponsored by Terra Firma Foundation Systems. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you, Dave.